Hello.
Hi,
Hi, Jasmine. This is Gopi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Are you in a car or?
I'm sorry?
Are you driving?
No. I'm not driving.
Okay. Okay, good. So, as you know, we are building an app, and last time you helped us a lot talking about the grooming business. This time,
mm-hmm.
we want to check out with you whether we are going in the right direction with our app.
Okay.
And one of the questions, important questions, is leads. Like, you're, I'm assuming that you are interested in leads, right? New business?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. So, when we generate leads, how would you like us to deliver them to you? Would you like us to transfer a call that comes in hot as a phone call? Would you like us to deliver it as a text, email?
Text would be best.
Text would be the best. Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
So now when you get the text, before you pick up and see whether you want to engage with that customer or not, what do you need to know?
So I need to know.
Because you probably don't want text all the time, right? The useless leads, right?
Yeah, so me personally, so I've been talking to other groomers in the area because they all use apps, right? So I've been talking to them about what they use and what they would like in an app.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, so I've been asking them.
You are hired.
Yeah, because right now they all use Mogo. So what they were telling me is that the thing they like most about it is that they resolve issues really quickly. I guess the website crashed, and they emailed them their schedule. So that was resolved really quickly, you know? But, yeah, as far as booking, it depends on each groomer. So, like, everybody has certain restrictions. Me, personally, I can't take on dogs over 15 pounds.
Uh-huh.
And then other groomers can't take on dogs over 30 pounds. And then it also depends on your service area.
Right. But how would you, okay, so we can pre-screen it with a dispatcher-like service, right? Or we can just display what the customer or the prospect is saying or search for. Like, as a consumer, I would go to a site or in the app, I would say, I need my dog groomed this afternoon, right?
Yeah.
And they may not even say what kind of a dog. Now,
Yeah, definitely. But we need to know the breed, the weight, and a picture would be helpful, because a lot of times people say they have somebody told me they had a Chihuahua, and I showed up and it was a golden retriever. And also sometimes people don't know they don't know their breed. So, you know, a picture of the dog would be helpful.
Okay, great.
And since it's texting, they could send pictures.
Yeah, they could send pictures. But, okay, the next step is when you get the lead, We want to also get a piece of the action here, right? How do you think we should get it? We have a couple of alternatives. One is that we just price the lead. Like, the text would show up saying, this lead is $2 if you want to pick it up, right? And it's your choice whether to pick it up or not, right?
Yeah.
It's not guaranteed to close, you know. In other words, it's not guaranteed that you would get that business.
Yeah.
That would
be good. If you give them the option beforehand, and they can look over the groom, and then, you know, depending, obviously, if they're able to close out the groom and complete the groom, then they transfer, you know, the funds or whatever it is. Yeah.
Right. You said Mogo app, right?
Mogo, yeah, that's what everybody's using. I don't use an app.
Uh-huh.
I do everything pen and paper.
Right. Is that the only app?
Let me double check really quick. Because I'm on a mobile groomer thing on Facebook. And so everybody has different apps. Let's see. So Mogo is the most popular one. They also like that it generates the routes. How do you guys keep track of your business receipts? That's the one that everybody.
Rick, can you find out with the link? Because thank you for telling us this. Because
yeah,
we didn't even know it.
I have a Mogo account. I have a Mogo account, and then there's another one that a lot of people use. 123 Pet.
Oh, you have a Mogo.
Oh yeah, 123 Pet.
Yeah.
And Pawfinity as well. People use Pawfinity as well.
Pawfinity.
Yeah. Can you download them?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll download and install.
Okay. Mogo, when I go to Mogo, it's some kind of a finance company. Is this some different Mogo?
Moego. I don't know. I know my friend.
Moego. Okay.
Yeah, Moego.
Oh, yeah, I got it. Number one rated scheduling app for pet groomers. Perfect, perfect. That would be great. Okay.
Yeah, they love that one.
Uh-huh. Because
there's also
schedule.
Groomer.io.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, Mogo is the most popular one.
Okay. So now, as far as the leads are concerned, so another question regarding leads is, if you have a real person answer every call or every text and then ask the questions like that pet groomers would like to ask, like, is that a chihuahua? Really? Is it a chihuahua? Then send me a photo and that kind of a conversation. And then dispatch the lead, like qualified lead, right? Like qualify a lead and then dispatch it. But this time around, either it's going to cost like double, $4, or it's going to cost a monthly fee for dispatched leads. That means a human actually answered the lead and checked a few things before passing it on to you. Now, which kind of payment would you prefer? Per lead or per month subscription, like $10?
I think per month subscription is better.
I see. And per month, would you be willing to pay $10 a month?
Yeah, I would be willing to pay $10, yeah.
But not $50?
No, not $50. Because right now I get most of my appointments through Instagram and Yelp, so everything, you know, I just, my clientele is basically built at this point.
Uh-huh. Wonderful. Okay. Second, I made a mistake. I should have asked you, would you pay $50? I mean, I've been talking too much today. But anyway,
start with a high number.
Yeah, right. Basic rule, I forgot. moving on to the other aspect of our app, which is a customer relationship management. That means you can put all your customers' data into one place. You can go back to the profile of their dog and what he did last time, send reminders, keep an active relationship with your customers, right? So that's independent of where you get the leads from. Whether you get the leads from Instagram or Yelp, you can add it to this. We'll get interfaces for you with Instagram, Yelp, Google, whatever you want, Facebook, right? We will funnel all the leads into one place so you can
keep track of everybody
better. Yeah. So for that, we would be charging some monthly subscription. And this time around, I want to start on the high side. Would you pay $50 for that a month?
I'd probably go more around 30, just because Mogo is 40.
Oh,
Mogo is 40. They're 40 a month, yeah. But they don't really offer. The cool thing is they show you what you're going to make at the end of the day. That's what they love. Because my friend was showing me that they keep track of what you're making for the day, for the week, for the month, for the year. And they send out the reminders for you. And then they also, if you're kind of driving back and forth, they'll help you adjust it so that you can make a route, so that you're not going back and forth. You have a grooming schedule, grooming route.
Right, right. Yeah, we intend to do that too. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So any other features they love about the that app as regards to their daily work? You know, in their daily work, they rely on Mogo for certain things, right?
Yeah, for scheduling, for reminders. Yeah. They really do it for reminders, yeah.
Right. And so,
because it sends out a reminder the day before so that people can confirm the appointment.
Yeah. So have you noticed some need you have that is not covered in these apps? Like, you know, it's a special need. Like, did you want to look up something about a groom, you know, how to groom a certain kind of a dog, or resources for doing your job better?
Yeah, that's actually really good. There's this there's a book. I don't remember the name. My friend has it, and it's a grooming book, but it's not drawings. It's like actual pictures of the groom. I think she paid about $80 for the book, but she has it in her van with her for reference. So it would be cool if something like that was on an app instead of having to lug around a big book. You know,
right,
so you can
Right, and you can go to the page of the dog you're working on straight away.
Yeah, or you could just type in. Yeah, you can type in the breed and just, you know, have it there. Yeah.
Right. Great. Anything else?
As far as the leads, when the dispatchers were to ask, it's really important to ask how often the dog is groomed at the moment. Because a lot of times people won't tell you if the dogs, are matted or flea infested or tick infested or anything like that.
Right. Excellent point. And this brings me to another issue. Is there a place where we can find the list of questions that groomers should ask before taking on a job?
Not that I know of, but I can ask my friends and come up with a list.
Oh, wonderful. We'll treat you for lunch. And plus, you know, we love working with you, and we would like to help you to help us with our process of building the app. So what we do usually is invite people to our office, have a lunch, and then discuss more details about the app. How should we set up navigation? What should be the way they open the app? You know, the user interface part of it, right?
Yeah.
Would you be willing to do that?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'll talk to my friends, come up with the list and all that. Yeah.
Oh, great. Wonderful. We appreciate it so much. So the list of questions, we haven't been able to find it anywhere. One of the key things we want to do is collect like a super good list of questions so that if we can answer the question, you can estimate the job better and you can decide whether you want to do the job or not, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Right. Okay. So moving on, let's see. Clayton, Rick, there were some questions we wanted to ask, right, about groomers. There was one feature, Jasmine, that somebody suggested we should have, which is to have a map that your customers can also log in and see where you are and how long will it you take to get to their house.
Like tracking to see,
Tracking, yeah. Is that a feature you think is very valuable? Medium eligible or low?
I mean, not really, because sometimes when we let a client know what appointment time we give them, it's kind of like cable. Mm-hmm. We'll tell them we'll be there between 2 and 4, because you never know exactly how long a dog is going to take or if there's going to be traffic or anything.
Right. But that's what consumers want to avoid. They don't want to hang around for people, you know, 2-3 hours. They would like to know that more precisely. And this function will allow them to do that, right? If you tell them you'll be between 2 and 4, that's okay. But they can be doing their own thing and keeping track of where you are. And so they can be there approximately where you are. That's the advantage of this kind of a route sharing. Sharing of the route where you are. Yeah. And from a bookkeeping point of view and accounting point of view, is QuickBooks your favorite accounting tool, or are you using something else?
I don't even use anything. I'm super old school. Like, I'm super, super old school. I don't use anything. I mean, I've been out of work for like 2 years because I had surgery, so I'm just getting back, but I do have my clientele built up already. But I know, what do they use? A lot of people use Square to take the payments, and it keeps track of everything. Yeah, me, right now, I'm only accepting cash.
Okay. And okay, got it. And how about supplies? Do you order supplies? Is that a big deal for you, the pain of ordering supplies and shopping around for supplies? Would you like the app to have a good sources for pet grooming supplies?
Well, everybody has their own shampoo that they like, and we all just know where to go for our stuff.
Uh-huh.
So it'd be really hard to have the big variety of the shampoos that everybody uses.
Uh-huh. So there you don't need any help.
Yeah, no.
Okay. So again, coming back to, if you were to just take a breath and think of the top three things you really would like to get solved, even though you may not think it's solvable by an app, right, in your profession, in your daily work, what would they be? Just your frustration.
Me personally? Wow, that's a tough one. See, it's different for everybody because some people have their own, like their vans that are already built. I built my van like DIY. So it'd be cool if there was like things to tell you how to help you adjust your van or for your generator or for your lights and stuff like that. Because there are a lot of DIY vans.
Hey, that's a wonderful idea. Okay.
If you guys got in the business of building vans, you would make really good money in that. Because there's not a lot of those around.
Right. I agree. And it's not easy.
No, it's not. I'm on my fourth rebuild at this point.
And you're doing it by yourself?
Yeah, my dad and my husband, they do it. But we don't know what we're doing, so we just kind of, you know. Because buying a van brand new, it's like 60 grand.
Right. And there's no reason why you should pay that kind of money.
And there's also people that complain that say that the vans that are built for groomers aren't really built for groomers. Like, they don't make sense as far as the workspace. Nothing's within reach. So it's, you know, building your own van makes sense because you can put everything how you like it.
And what's the second one?
People wanting same-day appointments. That's one. Yeah. I think that would be an issue with people tracking, because if they think you're in the area, they'll be like, oh, well, you're already here. But if you already have a full day.
No. They won't be able to track. No, they won't be able to track unless you let them track, because you're going to an appointment.
Okay.
You can just allow them to track for that day or that hours. And after that, they can't see anything. No.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. What's the third one?
The third one? Getting people on a schedule.
Like a recurring schedule.
Like a recurring schedule, yeah.
How can an app or we help that?
I offer discounts for stuff like that. For some it does. For some it does. I don't know. I don't know how the app. I'm trying to think of other like complaints, but I don't really have many.
Okay. So you don't have many challenges in the business. Getting new business is challenge, yes or no?
No.
No? Wonderful.
Mm-mm.
And and making money, pricing is a challenge? Can you price your service higher?
No. I mean, when I raise my prices, I lose clients, but then I gain new clients, so it's not really a big deal.
Hello?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Hello?
Oh, sorry.
Did you hear that?
No. Pricing. I was asking whether pricing, increasing your prices, is that a challenge?
Oh, no. I mean, I increase the prices every year. And, you know, sometimes you do lose clients, but, I mean, you gain new clients, so it's not really a big deal.
Okay. So you don't have any challenges in your business?
Mm-mm.
That's a wonderful place
it's
to
fun.
Be.
Yeah. It's
okay.
Fun.
Okay. So, okay, Clayton, Rick, can we arrange for just
yes.
How far are our office is in LA at the intersection of 10 and 405 on National. I don't know where you are, Jasmine.
I'm in Hawthorne. On the intersection of what?
10 and 405.
10 and 405. Okay, I kind of know where that is.
West LA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know where that's at.
That may be an hour, right, Hawthorne?
No,
yeah,
it's
not far. It's just the traffic.
Oh.
Yeah, the traffic.
Oh, yeah.
Looks like.
Depends on the time of the day. Yeah, the time of the day.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
So we like. I think we should, you know, Clayton and Rick can help you with the dates at your convenience. We'd love to
okay.
have you in the office and talk more.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, I'll set something up for sure for next week.
Before we do that, would we be able to study all these apps that she was talking about? Because I didn't know about Mogo, for example, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's take a look
at it. Yeah, and I can come up with a list and I'll text it to Clayton,
yeah.
right? I can text him the list of the questions?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, just give me 1 second, though. I do want to confirm your mailing address. Make sure we get this checked out to you. Let's see here. Okay, so let's see here. So you still want the check made out to Jasmine Castaneda? And mail to 4750 137th Street, Hawthorne, California, 90250.
Yes. Uh-huh.
All right. Awesome. And do you know now what your schedule is going to be like for next week, or do you want to take a look at it and then let me know what works best?
So the only thing is I'm currently not driving freeway. So
okay.
The only way I would be able to get over there would be on a Saturday.
Oh, that's a problem.
Can you
take an Uber and we'll pay for it?
Yeah, I can probably take an Uber. Yeah, because you guys are only available weekdays, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me go ahead and look at my schedule. Yeah, because I just got cleared to drive recently, so I'm a little scared to get on the freeway.
Okay. No problem. So, let's see here.
Okay. So, can we do it for the week of September 2nd? Just because next week is like completely booked.
Sure. Maybe
that'll
give us time to also study all these apps.
Okay.
Yeah,
it'll give you some extra time.
Yeah.
So you want to set that date September the 2nd?
Yeah, that works. Yeah. Monday, September 2nd.
Okay, Monday, September 2nd. What time? Like 12 or 1?
Whenever there's least traffic. It's 11, 12, any one of those times is fine.
this usually, I mean, we're literally right off the 405, and we usually don't see no traffic at 1 o'clock, so we can have them pick you up maybe at, like, 12:30. It might take maybe a half an hour to get here.
Okay.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, so we'll go ahead and set that in the calendar, and what I'll do is I will follow up with you just to confirm that you'll still be available.
Okay, and then go ahead and text me if you guys want me to find anything else out. I can ask my mobile groomer friends.
Awesome.
And
awesome,
see
amazing.
What else they
that
think.
Would be a great, that would be a great resource and help for us because we know nothing about grooming.
Yeah, they are super, super busy. Like, they don't have time to, like, talk with anything about this, but they talk to me. So whenever I see them, I, like, ask them questions. Because I didn't even know about MoGo, so I asked her, and that's when she started telling me.
Wonderful. One of the big questions I want to ask is, we want to be able to offer leads to you in a great way, in the sense that we don't want to rip you off through 20% commission, and
mm-hmm.
we want to, at the same time, make some money.
Mm-hmm.
So any suggestions for that will be very appreciated.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you, Jasmine.
All right. Sounds good. So I'll see you guys Monday, September 2nd, and I'll get that list ready for you.
Awesome.
Thank you
so much.
Bye. All right. No problem. Bye-bye. Have a great day.
All right. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.